Let's get ready to football! Hello and welcome in. You're listening to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast with your hosts, David, Thomas, and Colton.
Hey guys, welcome to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. This is your host, Thomas. And for the first time ever on the Let's Get Ready to Football pod, I am riding solo today. So this may be pretty quick. It may be a short episode. You may hear some craziness. You may hear the straight up facts. I don't know what you're going to hear, but all I know is my partner in crime, David Carver, is not with me. He's not riding with me today. So we'll see how this goes. But despite the fact that he's not here, we still had Christmas. And we still had a lot of football played during Christmas break, including a 6-touchdown performance by Alvin Kamara against the Vikings. What a Christmas present. He lit them up by himself. He looks pretty good out there. So we got that to talk about. We got a lot about what was in held for all the scores that happened during Week 16. We're also going to talk a little bit about the playoff picture coming up. And then we will also talk about the Week 17, which is actually, for the first time in a long time, maybe not first time in a long time, but usually the last week of football is not that crucial, but for a lot of teams, it's going to be a crucial week. And so it should make for a good week of football, and I'll have some predictions of what I think will happen. But to start off, let's talk about a little bit about Week 16. Obviously, we had Alvin Kamara rush over 100 yards, score 6 touchdowns. What a Christmas performance from him. Then we had the Buccaneers and the Lions play, and apparently the Lions, I don't know what to say about the Lions, is that I feel bad for them. If we have any Lion fan listeners, I am deeply sorry. It seems like every year, it's just a bad deal, and I do apologize. That is one organization I do feel bad for. Seems like every year they don't have enough pieces, and they don't even seem to be building on anything. But the Buccaneers took care of business, destroyed the Lions 47-7 on Saturday, and then we also had the 49ers go in and stun the Cardinals, which hurt their playoff chances, but they are still alive, which we'll talk about later on in the show. And then we also had another game that Saturday, is we had the return of Fitzmagic, Ryan Fitzmagic. He led the Dolphins into an improbable win. They were down. Seemed like all was lost. The Las Vegas Raiders and company seemed like that they had a win until Ryan Fitzmagic almost had his head torn off through about a 20 to 30 yard pass, crucial pass, 41 yard pass while he was being dragged down by his face mask. He delivered a crucial completion. With the penalty, it put them in field goal range, and he got the dub. All I can say is they're Ryan Fitzpatrick is a beast. He is going to go down as the best, what I've been hearing, the best relief pitcher, to make a baseball reference, the best relief pitcher in football. Comes in there, looked amazing, and he gave the Dolphins a win, which they needed very badly. That was a game that both teams needed to win for their playoff hopes and their playoff chances to be increased. And Ryan Fitzmagic got the job done. And I wish David was here to talk a little bit about that, because I think that'd probably be a good little topic. But that's all I can say, is Ryan Fitzmagic is magic. But we had, leading into Sunday, I don't know what's wrong. I should say that. I wish David was here again. I wish we could talk about the Jets. But the Jets are doing everything they can. so that they don't get Trevor Lawrence. And they did a pretty good job of doing that by beating the Browns 23-16. Now, I know all the Browns wide receivers, apparently they didn't have any because of the COVID reserve list, because apparently they tested positive. But that's still a terrible excuse for a team, a pretty good team, that going into that matchup was 10-4. They looked like a pretty strong downhill running offensive. Looked like Baker Mayfield was putting together a few good games. It was looking promising, and then they ran into the New York Jets and Adam Gase, and it all fell apart. Still alive for the playoffs, but because of this loss, they can definitely, there's still a chance that they could miss the playoffs due to this. But tip my hat off to the Jets. They got the job done. And I'll also say that me and David, we had a discussion off the air about the Jets that was really good. And he made some great points, and the Jets are a decent team. Now they played horrible this year, but they have a lot to look forward to. They have some offensive playmakers that they can build around next year, but one of those playmakers will not be Trevor Lawrence. It looks like the Jags are going to get that man. And then we also had a game. We had a question going in with the Colts last week. Me and David discussed this very briefly, but about the Steelers and Colts. He picked the Colts. He thought that the slide was going to continue with the Steelers. I picked the Steelers. And the Steelers came all the way back. Not all the way back, but they came back. And they won that game in the fourth quarter. Definitely didn't look good. It looked like they were going to slide to a fourth straight loss, but they didn't. They went ahead and won their division, becoming AFC North champions, which took a while despite them starting 11-0. But nonetheless, they are North champions. And then we had the demolition or the destruction of the Jaguars when they played the Bears. And all of a sudden, the Bears are looking pretty good on offense and defense. We should have a pretty good game next week with the Packers, I believe. And yeah, it should be a good game going in. Not for sure if this is accurate, but I heard a stat that the Bears' offense is one of the best offenses heading in to the final week of football. Not for sure if that's correct. Again, I'm just an average Joe with an average memory trying to recall what I heard while watching football this past weekend. But it makes sense. They scored 41 points. Let's see here. We also had the Ravens taking care of business against the Giants. Surprisingly, Giants at 5-10. Still have their playoff. Their playoff hopes are still alive. They can still get into the NFC playoffs. A lot does have to happen, but you know, it's 2020 in the NFC NFC East. No one knows what could happen. Let's see here. Sorry. Listeners, as you know, this operation is live, and I had a little bit of a distraction, so I do apologize. But you know, this is live. Me and David never have a pregame prep. We go into this with spontaneous. We just go in here not really having a plan, so I apologize for that little interruption there. But as I was saying, week 16, the Bengals got a W against the Texans, those poor Texans. Very, very terrible. Very terrible year for them. Not only losing DeAndre Hopkins, but losing their coach, and then to end the season. Not end it, but to lose to the Bengals, definitely not what you want to see. We had the Broncos and the Chargers playing. You know, I honestly didn't see anything about that game, so I can't comment on it. I do see that Drew Lock threw two picks. And the Los Angeles Herberts, as my co-host likes to call them, got the W. 6-9. Hopefully they capitalize next week and go to 7-9. And then this is where it gets interesting, listeners. This is where it gets really, really interesting. So, the Washington football team played the Carolina Panthers. I think everybody was picking, besides me, I actually picked the Panthers to win last week. But everybody would assume that the Washington football team, you know, they've been playing pretty hot lately, that they would get this win. But as that game unfolded, the Carolina Panthers took care of business. They got the W against Ron Rivera and the Washington football team. And the Washington football team pretty much just had to win out, and they could have made the playoffs as the NFC East champion. But they did not. Some point in the game, Dwayne Haskins turned the ball over three times and was benched. And actually this morning, so December 29th of 2020, I learned and I got the notification that he was actually released from the team. So Dwayne Haskins is currently without a job and doesn't have a football team to call home. So there's that, which I wish I had my co-host David Carver, because me and him could talk about that for a while, and I think it would be a good discussion topic. But the Washington football team does not have Dwayne Haskins. It's unsure if they'll have Alex Smith next week, if he'll be ready. But the Cowboys went and destroyed the Eagles 37-17. Andy Dalton played his best game of the year. Ezekiel Elliott also had a strong game. So the Cowboys stay alive in the NFC East race. We could have, well, we will have for sure, a 7-9 team next week hosting, or winning the NFC East and then hosting a wild card game. It's crazy. 2020 and for that to happen, we'll talk about that a little later in the NFC playoff picture. But the Cowboys are still alive. Their defense has been getting turnovers like crazy. I believe these last two or three weeks they've had 10 turnovers created, which is first in the league, I believe, in the last 3 weeks. So their defense decides to come and play some football. Andy Dalton played well. They're putting together some complete games. Now, again, this was against the Eagles, so it's not really saying much, but they are still alive. And then we had my Seahawks play a very strong game against the LA Rams. It seems like our defense and the Legion of Zoom, forget the Legion of Boom, it's the Legion of Zoom, Quadre Diggs, Jamal Adams, Shaquille Griffin. We just have a bunch of studs back there that it's going to be a new theme, Legion of Zoom, and I wish David was here so we could talk about that. He might poke some fun at me. I might let him, because they're still not a very good defense. But the Seattle Seahawks are playing strong football down when we want them to play strong football. And then, of course, David's team, the Green Bay Packers, had a very, very strong performance on the frozen Lambeau Field with snow falling. Davante Adams destroyed the Tennessee Titans secondary with 3 touchdowns, 11 catches, 142 yards. Aaron Rodgers putting together a strong game, hardly missed a completion, even solidifying the MVP race for the Aaron Rodgers in his case, which hopefully when David returns next week, we can talk about a little bit deeper, because it's coming down to Patrick Mahomes, the gunslinger out in Kansas City, and the wise, the magnificent Aaron Rodgers. I don't know who's going to be, but it's going to come down to one of those two guys. And then on Monday night, so yesterday, we had the Bills literally obliterate the Patriots. And so, yeah, you know, and I picked the Patriots in a lot of different scenarios and a lot of different bets this last year. And I was on the wrong end of those, listeners. And you know, I've talked to David about this. It's, you know, sometimes, you know, you know, I've made this analogy. Right now, I'm coming out of halftime down 21-0, you know, and I banked a lot on the Patriots. I thought BB and Cam Newton were going to come through for me this year. They didn't, but maybe next year they'll come through. And you know, this is only the first half. You know, games are won in the fourth quarter, so I'm not saying that my bets are completely done with the New England Patriots and myself, which we had David on here to, so he could talk a little bit about that, talk a little trash, which he should, because I've made some crazy predictions, but that's okay. Why don't we go ahead and talk about the NFL playoff picture. So right now we have the Chiefs locked in at number one. We have the Pink Packers pretty much with a clear path for the number one seed in the NFC. Saints clinched NFC South. Seahawks clinched the NFC West. Bills clinched the first place in the AFC East. And the Steelers clinched the first place in the AFC North. And also the Buccaneers also clinched a playoff spot as well. So all those teams, the Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Packers, Saints, Seahawks, and Bucks, they have all clinched a playoff spot for sure. Now, these are the teams that are in the hunt and still need some work to do to remain in the hunt and to catch a playoff spot. We have the Tennessee Titans. We have the Miami Dolphins. We have the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns in the AFC. Also on the bubble, it looks like the Indianapolis Colts. Let's see here. In the NFC, we have in the hunt the Washington football team. All they have to do next week is win. And I believe they're playing the Eagles. They're playing the Eagles. So I'm not entirely for sure if they're going to win that one. And especially, seems like when they don't have Alex Smith, they, you know, that game can go either way. Jalen Hurts could put up a complete game and come out and beat the Washington football team. I'm not for sure. But we also have the LA Rams who are in the hunt. And we have the Chicago Bears in the hunt as well. And the Cardinals in the bubble. Really, the NFC playoff picture looks pretty clear to me. I think the Washington football team will get the W. I think they'll clinch the NFC East. I think the Rams and I think the Bears are going to get in. I think that Chicago Bears are playing hot football. You know, they started out, I believe, 5-0. Then they went like 0-6 or something like that. Terrible. We would count them out. But all of a sudden, they are playing football when it matters most. And I have a feeling that they're going to get in that seventh spot in the NFC playoff picture. The AFC, there's just so many good teams that are in the hunt right now. I think, unequivocally, I think you could put all these teams at the same level. The Tennessee Titans, the Miami Dolphins, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, and the Indianapolis Colts. I think on any given Sunday, those teams playing against each other, they could all beat each other. And there wouldn't be a clear winner. So it's going to turn out pretty crazy in the AFC. Pretty stacked over there. Yeah, that's what the playoff picture looks like. Next week on our podcast, me and David will actually discuss the playoffs and have obviously predictions for you. We'll go a little bit deeper into the matchups. But yeah, that's what it looks like right now, is pretty much the only teams that are locked in for sure are the Buccaneers, Seahawks, Saints, Packers, Chiefs, Bills, and the Steelers. We will know the whole picture next week. So, speaking of next week, why don't we talk about Week 17? Like I said at the beginning of this program, usually the last week of football for a lot of teams is a snooze fest. That's when you get to put in your backups. But that's not going to be the case for this week, because we have a lot that is on the line for a lot of these teams. So why don't we just get on in it? The Sunday game, to begin Week 17, we have the Dolphins and the Bills. I'm going to go ahead and play with the Dolphins. I'm going to go play with some Dolphins. No, I am picking the Dolphins to win that game. I think they're going to play passionate. They're going to play on fire. They're going to play on purpose. I think the Bills, nonetheless, they're very competitive. They're a very good team. But I do believe the Dolphins have more to play for. And I do believe they'll get the win against the Bills. Very, very close game, though. We have the Ravens and Bengals. I do believe the Ravens will win by 10, probably, against the Bengals. Steelers and Browns, well, that's going to be a great game. With this one, you know, the Browns are going to get the win. They're in a similar position as the Dolphins, where they have a lot to play for. And so I think they'll play with some heart, they'll play with some passion. I think Baker Mayfield will have a bounce-back game. Maybe not a complete bounce-back game, because he is going against the Steelers, but I think he'll put together a strong game and do just enough to get the Browns a victory. And then we have the Vikings and Lions. Nobody cares about that game, so I'm not going to make a prediction. I'm just kidding. I'll make a prediction on that game. I will go ahead and go with the Vikings. They're a better team than the Detroit Lions. They'll go on the road and beat the Lions. And then we have the Jets and Patriots. I think BB was very frustrated this week in the way his team performed. You won't see the Jets go 3-13. They're going to go 2-14. Patriots get the W in a very strong win against the Jets. We have a game that is very crucial, the Giants and the Cowboys. Both teams have something to play for, which is the envied, the most desired NFC East crown, which is up in the air still. And so I think the Cowboys will go on the road. They're playing great football. They'll get a W. It's going to be a close game. It's probably going to come down to a touchdown, but I do think the Cowboys will get a win. We have the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will get a win. They'll beat the Falcons. It'll be another one of those close games that the Falcons seem to love to play in. But I do think the Buccaneers and Bruce Arians will put together a solid week and a solid performance and beat the Falcons. And then we have a great game with the Packers and the Bears. My co-host and my best friend David Carver is not going to love this, not going to like this pick, but I'm going with the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears are playing with great football and in a similar situation where the Browns and the Dolphins and some other teams, the Cowboys, the Bears have a lot to play for. Their playoff hopes are riding on this game. They're going to be prepared. They're going to be locked in, and I think they'll get a win. Then we have the Broncos and the Raiders. Obviously, Las Vegas Raiders were just eliminated from the playoffs this last week when they lost to the Dolphins with the Ryan Fitzmagic Fitz comeback show. It's going to be another one of those games that very similar to the Lions and Vikings. Not a lot of people are going to tune in to watch that game, but I think the Broncos will go ahead and get a W. I think this will be a good game for Drew Lock to finish the season on. We have the Jaguars and Colts. Yeah, definitely going with the Colts on this one. The Jaguars are going to do everything they can, I believe, solidify the opportunity to pick Trevor Lawrence in the 2021 NFL Draft. Now, I know David made a very strong case last week. None of these guys want to lose the game. They are all playing. They are all playing for a paycheck. Nobody's going in there wanting to lose. None of those players, none of those coaches have that mindset. And David made a great point about that last week. But the Colts are a way better team, and they have a lot to play for, and they're going to beat the Jaguars pretty easily. We have the Chiefs and the Chargers. This is going to be a hard game for Justin Herbert and going against the Chiefs. Even though the Chiefs may rest some players, I do think they'll get the win anyways and beat the Chargers. We have the Rams and the Cardinals, which either one of those teams as well could be eliminated from playoffs. The LA Rams, I think they're playing at home. I think they'll beat the Cardinals. I think I don't like either of those teams, but I think the LA Rams are just a little bit better than the Cardinals, and they'll get the W. We have the Seahawks and the 49ers. I expect there to be backups played in this game. I expect this to be a pretty close game because San Francisco and Seattle, they always seem to play it close. But I do think Seattle will get the win. It'll be a close one, but they will get the win. And then we have the Saints and the Panthers. I think the Saints will go ahead and get the win over the Panthers. Titans and Texans. Titans, very similar to all the other teams that I mentioned before, a lot to play for, and they're playing the dismal Texans. Who are absolutely terrible, and I think the Titans will get a win. They'll play with purpose and passion, and they have Derrick Henry. He is a Titan. He is their mascot. Derrick Henry could be the Tennessee Titans mascot because he is just a beast. 344 carries, almost 1,800 yards, 15 touchdowns. He is also in the MVP race, very unlikely and an outside shot, but he is there. And then we finish up week 17 with a crucial game, which it's... So the last game of week 17 is going to come down to the NFC East. We have the Washington football team playing the Philadelphia Eagles. This is going to be really close. It's going to be a pretty close game. Lots riding on this, and of course, we would not know the outcome of the NFC East until the very last game of the season. But I am going with the Washington football team. I think they'll get a W. I think Ron Rivera will have his guys ready, and I think they'll play the Philadelphia Eagles in a very strong, close game, but I think they'll get the W. They'll get the NFC East crown, and they will host a playoff game in the future, which is kind of crazy, but they're going to do it. That's pretty crazy. It's going to come down to the last very game when we'll know the NFC East champion. But listeners, that's all we have. Not all we have. That's all I have for this week. I know that I lost probably 98% of you when I told you that David wasn't going to be on, but next week he will be on because it's going to be a big week. We'll have the NFL playoff picture will be clear. We'll have that ready and set to go, and we'll have a lot to discuss about, a lot of matchups to talk about. But anyways, listeners, thank you for listening to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. Go ahead and listen to this episode, share it with your friends, share it with anyone you know. And, yeah, I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next week to talk about some NFL playoff football.
Thanks for joining us here on the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. Follow us on Instagram at ReadyToFootballPod or leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/ReadyToFootballPod. And make sure you hit subscribe so you can come back next week and hear another great edition of the podcast. Have a great week.